Welcome to our read-along of January, a Victory Garden calendar for boys and girls. This book is exclusively available right now in our Farmhouse Library membership, but we do have just the January book, but not the rest of the months, available as a free PDF download you can find in the description. Anytime that you hear the chime, you can go ahead and flip the page if you would like to follow along in person. Chapter 5. Many Seeds Are Given Wings. The chief gardener took Davy and Prue down in the basement, where in one corner he kept his flower pots and garden tools. "I'm going to use a hoe," said Davy, reaching for the long handle.
"I'll have the rake for my garden," said Prue.
The chief gardener smiled. "I don't think we'll need either for this gardening. A small weeder or an old kitchen knife will be about the largest tool you can use." Then he picked out some pots, set them side by side on a table, and measured them to see how long a row they made. Then he changed them and measured again. "There," he said, "those will just fit one window. Now another set for the other window, and we are ready for the soil."
"Where will you get dirt? Everything's frozen hard," said Davy.
The chief gardener took up a spading fork from among the tools.
"We'll get our hats and coats first," he said, "then we'll see what we can find." Outside it was really very cold, but the children with their thick wraps did not mind. They raced in the snow across the empty little garden and followed the chief gardener to a small mound in one corner. Here he pushed away the snow and with the fork lifted up a layer of frozen-looking weeds. Then another layer, not quite so frozen and not quite so weedy. Then still another layer that did not seem at all frozen but was just a mass of damp leaves and bits of grass. And under this layer, it must have been quite warm, for steam began to rise white in the cold air.
"Oh, see," said Prue, "what makes the smoke?"
"That's steam," said Davy wisely, "but what makes it warm?"
"Fever," said the chief gardener, "just as you had, Davy, that night you ate too much layer cake. You said you were burning up, but it was only nature trying to burn up the extra food. That is what nature is doing here, trying to burn up and turn to the earth a pile of weeds and grass I threw here last summer for compost. Next spring, the fire will be out and leave only a heap of rich soil for the garden."
Beneath the last layer, there was warm, dark earth. The chief gardener filled the basket he had brought, and they hurried back to the basement to fill pots.
"Not too full. We must leave room at the top for digging and watering without spilling dirt and water on the floor. Then the plants will help fill up by and by, too, and I think we should better put in a little of this compost at the bottom. When the roots run down, they will be glad to find some fresh, rich food. Don't pack the earth too tightly, Davy. Just jar the pot a little to settle it, and it should be fine and quite dry. Perhaps we'd better dry it a little," said the chief gardener, added, as he saw by the children's hands that some of the earth was rather damp and sticky. So he brought out a flat box, emptied all the pots into it, and set the box on top of the furnace. "While it's drying, we'll go upstairs and pick out the seeds," he said.
"Oh, see my beans! How pretty they are!" cried Davy, as the chief gardener pointed out the purple mottled seeds of the scarlet runners.
Prue looked a little envious. She was fond of pretty things.
"But my peas are better looking than those crinkly things of yours," she said. "Mine are most like little beets, and see my nasturtium seeds. They look good to eat like little peanuts."
It was Davy's turn now to be envious. Anything that looked like peanuts must be very good to eat.
"People often pickle nasturtium pods," said the chief gardener. "They are fine and peppery, so Prue will really have something to eat in her garden, while Davy will have beautiful flowers on his scarlet runners."
"See my morning glory seeds like quarters of a little black apple, and how tiny my pansy seeds are," cried Prue, holding out the papers.
Davy was looking at the little round brown kernels that the chief gardener had said were radish seeds, and the light little flakes that were to grow into lettuce.
"What makes seeds so different?" he asked soberly.
"Ah, Davy, that is a hard question," answered the chief gardener. "A great many very great people have tried to answer it." He opened a little paper and held it for them to see.
"What funny little feather tops," said Prue.
"Like little darts," said Davy.
"What are they?"
"Marigold seeds. They are very light, and the little tufts or wings are to carry them through the air so they will be scattered and sown by the wind."
Many seeds are given wings of different kinds. Maple seeds have a real pair of wings. Others have a tuft of down on them so light that they are carried for miles. But many seeds are hard to explain. Plants very nearly alike grow from seed. That are not at all alike, while plants as different as can be grow from seeds that can hardly be told apart, even under the magnifying glass. The pots filled with the warm earth were brought up and ranged by the windows. "How deep and how many seeds in a pot?" asked Davy. "That depends," the chief gardener answered. "I believe there is a rule that says to plant twice as deep as the seed is long. Those sweet peas and some other things are planted deeper, and you may plant more seeds than you want plants, so that enough are pretty sure to grow. 4 beans in each pot, Davy, 2 white and 2 colored, and 3 grains of corn in the large center pot." The children planted the seeds, the chief gardener helping, showing how to cover them with fine earth. The corn and beans quite deeply, the sweet peas still deeper, fully an inch or more, the smaller seeds thinly and evenly. Then how to pat them down so that the earth might be lightly but snugly packed about the sleeping seeds. "Now we will dampen them a little," he said, "and when they feel their covering getting moist, perhaps they will think of waking." So he brought a cup of warm water, and the children dipped in their fingers and sprinkled the earth in each pot until it was quite damp. Then they drew up chairs and sat down to look at their garden as if expecting to see the things grow while they waited. And that is the end of Chapter 5. Go on and read Chapter 6, How to Start a Garden Club, and watch our... And that is the end of Chapter 5. Go on and watch the video that goes with Chapter 6 and give Chapter 6 a read, which talks about how a real children's garden club was started in 1917 during World War I.
This has been a preview of our Victory Gardening for Kids book series and online course, exclusively available in our Farmhouse Library membership. This course includes a printable ebook/unit study for every month of the year, with audio read-alongs and DIY videos that tell the story of Davy Prue and the Chief Gardener as you learn together historic wartime Victory Garden knowledge covering starting seeds indoors, hardening and transplanting, building cold frames, what and when to plant, and even harvesting and preserving, canning, how to store produce over the winter, and how to cook with the harvest for the holidays. It even has a few fun projects to use your harvest to make cute little toys and projects. Now, in our Farmhouse Library membership, you also get access to over 200 more books, courses, audios, and bonuses. So if you would like more information, go ahead and click the link in the description.